Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
There it is.
For your wife.
Oh, now with all that shoulder action, Stacey. All the shoulders. All the shoulders,
you know,
over there.
I had to come correct for the almost season finale. So, hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for an incredible episode of Suits. I'm your host, Stacey. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at WhenTakesStace. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host. Even though we're missing Nicole tonight, we miss you, we love you. I have my amazing people with me. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson, and you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. I'm going to go retweet this link right now.
Okay, retweet, because I don't know why it's not coming up for me. But anyway, that's fine. This episode was called TikTok, and I think that was very appropriate for what we had.
Yes.
The past 2 weeks for sure, but I think most of the weeks, the episode titles in this portion of the season
have been
things Anita Gibbs has said in the episode.
Mm.
Last week was God's Green Earth.
Mm.
And then it was offense and defense before that, which I'm sure she could have said at some point.
Right.
I'll check the list, but I think that's...
I think,
and I wouldn't be surprised if every season or every portion of the season has something like that to decode.
I feel like that's very true.
I like it when shows do that. That's really fun. Like, fun fact for, this is not the same show, but Quantico, every title is the last word spoken in that episode.
Shut up! Are you serious?
Yeah, so like, I love it when they get creative with the show titles like that.
Oh, that's
really cool.
I'm obsessed with Miss Priyanka from Quantico. Love you.
Yeah.
Sorry you're not on the show, but girl, I just have to say, you are everything. Okay, so are you, Patrick J. Adams, but let's move on. Anyway, so TikTok, we opened the episode.
With, like, my heart, this whole episode.
I know.
Especially that final minute of the episode.
That was
like,
beautiful.
It was everything that my heart was just racing. Like, my heart hurt after this episode because it went through so much. It felt like it went through a workout.
Yep.
I felt the same way. You saw my, Tiana watched the episode before us, so she joined us again to watch it the second time, which was so cool. I was looking to her for answers, cause like, I was about to scream, and I'm like, should I be screaming? And she's like, text, and I'm like, look up. Am I screaming or not? You know, and I think she did that on purpose, thank God.
I think she does that for an extra entertainment value.
Right,
she's so like, much more fun.
She's like, let me watch it by myself and calm down, and then watch Michelle while you go crazy.
To watch Stacey and Steve watch this show. It's a show.
And because, like, because when you're watching here, you know, we're all talking, and even when I'm watching at home, I'm talking at my TV alone and throwing out my predictions. So to hear what you guys are thinking, to see, like, oh man, that's what I was thinking of that part too, but you're wrong or you're slightly right. It's so much more fun this way.
Oh,
at least for me, it is.
So,
it must not be for you guys.
So we're going to Periscope next week, is what you're saying?
Right. While you're
watching. Can we do a live watching?
Oh, we don't watch live, or that would work. So
close. Okay, well, anyway,
our schedules won't work for all of us to watch live.
Yeah.
But we let me know if you want us to Periscope after,
watching.
When we watch, which isn't live. And then we'll turn the chat off, because y'all trolls will try to spoil stuff.
Right. They'll be like, this will happen. And cut. So anyway, we open the episode with, well, I love that in the, you know, what previously on, we see Clifford Dan comes back and we talk about what that's going to look like. And so I was very interested to see how they were going to play him into the episode. And unfortunately, we found out that he passed away.
Mm. I was so sad by that.
Yeah.
Because they always show us these and I'm like thinking, man, he's coming back. Like, it's been a minute. And then to say that he's dead, I was like, well, then what was the point of that? Like, why'd they bring him up? And so I was really happy to see how they still incorporated his mom and everything like that.
Well, and he was an important character to this because it was one of the... Because it was one of the few cases Mike got to take on that were really why he wanted to be a lawyer.
Right.
To, like,
right.
actually just help people. Yeah. Like, face-to-face help people.
Yeah. I agree. It was such a beautiful case that he dealt with. And I'm not that I forgot about it, but there's been so many. So when I saw that in Clifford in the trailer, I was like really excited. Really amazing performance by the woman who played his mom. Mm-hmm. She was so beautiful and poised, and every time she cried, I felt like I needed to cry. So I thought that was really cool. Miss Gloria was her character name. Mm-hmm. So I loved the fact that he integrated her into the episode. What did you guys think, if we can just jump into it, when she took the stand? What did you guys think about her, everything she said? Steve, I know you had some reactions.
Well, first of all, my reaction was that was a perfect call to put her on the stand and get that sympathy card. But you guys reacted to my reaction when I said that when she was asked a question, there was an objection. She didn't have to answer the question,
right.
Which was, how would you feel if you found out Mike wasn't a lawyer? And she said, I would not care. Because had he been the lawyer the whole way through, my son would have never went to prison, and my son would have never had to come back and wind up in a terrible job where he would then ultimately get shot in the back of the restaurant.
Right.
And like, I don't, like,
but
that's just a piece
about
of paper.
Her. You were nervous
about
her.
Yes, because that doesn't make him sound like a lawyer. That makes him sound like a dude from the street who has a didactic memory. Like, it
Does
makes
it?
Him sound like the fraud that he's being accused of, which is why they objected to the question.
Right.
Yes, but I didn't see it that way. I saw it as her saying, it doesn't matter, this man is so good.
He is a lawyer.
That he is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I took it as just a mother kind of having a breakdown, and I wasn't mad that she answered it, because I think that if Clifford had been alive and he answered it, it would have come off as maybe a little untrue, because he knows Mike's secret.
Yeah. Right.
This is a woman who really does not know, and she's still standing by him, so she believes everything that she's saying still. So for the jury, it's like, this is raw emotion. This woman's so real and believes that he's such a great lawyer.
Absolutely.
That he can do no wrong.
I agree. I thought that when she said it, it was very moving. I love the pan across the jury's face, kind of seeing their reaction. Mm-hmm. I believed, you know, that it helped in the situation. I don't know if that's what we need to make sure that next episode I'm not crying and bawling all over the place, because I really can't, y'all. I keep wearing lashes to this show. I need to stop.
I don't know if Stacey would actually cry so much as throw a shoe at the TV. You don't really get, like, sad cry. You get angry sad, where you're, like, yelling at the TV,
exposed.
Pointing, like,
I'm pretty sure
maybe
you
a little
don't.
Profanity. I mean, it's just, you get rough. She gets, like, hood Stacey
really
real
upset. I would get so mad. Because, like, especially since we've been back. Let me not even lie. I thought it's just this one time. Because I have been... This is a lot. This is... Everything that happens in this... the rest of the season is how I'm going to start next season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, every end of a season always kind of, like, has some kind of... Mm-hmm. Let's start over again. You know, and I don't know what we're going to see. Let me calm down.
See,
these people
it's
are
coming.
To get,
it's coming.
See,
I'm fine.
Telling,
I'm
this fine.
Is
it's
how
gonna
it is
fun.
To watch with her.
It's
she's
gonna
like,
be fine. I'm like,
you're
stupid. Everybody's stupid.
Oh, my God. That's every time.
She got on my nerves. Right, she's stupid. That's stupid. You know what? That just means you guys are awesome. So, hi, Aaron. Love you guys. You're the best. That literally means you guys get my emotions pumping every week.
Well, because they garner the reaction. Like, that's what you want when you're a show. Like, it's not like, oh, I just want them to be happy.
Absolutely.
It's like, no, I want them to go through a gamut of emotions because they care about these people.
Absolutely.
That, spoilers, they're not real. Like, they wrote them down on a piece of paper.
I know.
Like, that's the trick.
I know.
I don't believe you.
That
I know.
That we feel like this is a documentary about a law firm.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It really is.
It really is. So let's circle back to the beginning. I don't know where this played in. I just wrote down Rachel telling Mike to tell his story, and I wanted to hear what you guys thought, if you thought that it went, if he did decide to do that, would that have helped or hurted him? Hurt
like the parents' story?
Mm-hmm. For his closing statement? Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big fan.
That would feel too heartstringy.
Okay.
Like, that would feel too corporate. That would feel too by the numbers, which isn't how Mike got there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy he threw the cards away. Yeah. That he was like, this isn't me. This isn't who I like. And there's a level of, if I'm going to go down,
I need to go down with some dignity.
I'm going to go down where I almost flat out admit to you that I'm a fraud, but I'm totally a lawyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because to a certain extent, he kind of admitted.
He did.
To everything without actually admitting. He simply said, I've been a fraud my whole life.
I'm a bullshitter. I was like,
but I'm clearly a lawyer.
Yeah, that was nice, though. I see, but even his closing statement that he ended up delivering, I think it still was heartstringy. You know, yeah. he went that very theatrical, you know what, you guys are right. I'm crap. It's like, but then when he pulled Gloria back in, I just think her character did so much for this episode, so I thought that did tie it together, but I wasn't sure of originally where he was going. It turned out great, though.
Yeah, I think that if he had tugged on the heartstrings of his parents' death, that would have been too obvious to the jury of what he was doing.
And it would have been... It had never come up before.
Mm-hmm.
It would have felt that way.
It would have felt very manipulative to the jury and unauthentic.
Yep.
And I think that what he ended up doing instead, he still took a piece of Rachel's advice and incorporated it in a new way. So, you know, she did help him in this moment. And it
she
was.
Wasn't, you could tell her face when he said, I'm a fraud. She was like, boy, I told you not to. Like, literally her face went straight to that pan. And she's like,
for a second, I thought he was about to just confess to everything and turn herself. And I was like, Mike, you don't put us through this whole trial, which... Each side only called, like, one witness to the stand, and then both sides rest. And I was like, that's the whole trial? What? How are you going to put all your eggs in the basket with one witness right now?
Right, it was tough.
It was hard to watch, but, you know.
Wait, who was Anita Gibbs' witness? She just used Arwin.
Donna.
Oh, you're right. That's all they had?
Well,
that's so
and then
weird.
they had the other guy who said the mic did not.
Yeah,
oh,
but
Trevor.
Did go to yeah, but
oh, and then, Trevor. And then
yeah,
we
Trevor
had.
Trevor and Donna were her witnesses. And then
we
he
had
called.
Gloria and Poochall's character, which I don't know who, I forgot it.
Yeah, but he wasn't part of the defense.
He was just a rebuttal witness.
Because if you.
Dang it.
Because the claim was he didn't go to Harvard, so he was able to just straight up say.
He went to Harvard.
On your time, I get to use your time to bring in a witness.
Yeah, nice.
As a part of the prosecution.
Right. Okay. Let's talk Lewis. Let's jump into Mr. Lewis, if you don't mind. In the beginning, we have a scene of him playing with the card, which I was irked. That's when the yelling started. It wasn't around Rachel, so forgive us. It was when Lewis was still playing with the card and tucked it in his pocket.
I'm kind of happy we're not at the old studio with the screening room, because I'm pretty sure you would have thrown your shoe.
I keep my shoes on. Do not believe them.
Very easily, those things could come off real quick.
I am wearing anyway.
But Lewis's intentions have been clear this entire time.
I know
that he wants to win. He doesn't want to go to prison, and he is right that. Harvey made this call to hire Mike.
But the thing, you're saying that his intentions were clear, but there was a time when we came back for the rest of the season where he seemed a lot more on the team. The last two episodes, we've completely lost him.
Yeah, but, you know? I mean, to his defense, he's over here thinking, you know, why am I going to get in trouble for something that they said okay with and they let happen?
Mm-hmm. But Harvey said, why didn't you turn him in when you had the chance?
Exactly. He had the chance to do it, but he instead used that information to elevate himself to a higher status. So now he is involved, but in his mind, he's still thinking, well, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of involved just because I knew about it, but I didn't do anything illegal in hiring him.
Because he's facing the self-centeredness of it all.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that, you know, what Tiana's saying may be true. But, dude, you had, like, Harvey was so clear. He was like, don't even try to act like you're not involved. He said that last episode, too. Stop acting like this has nothing to do with you. I understand Lewis had nothing to do with hiring, but nobody else had nothing to hire but Harvey. That's only one person. But the rest of us are in this. Jessica has not mentioned one time, let's figure out what we're going to do about, you know, today she did say, you know, this is Mike's fault. She said it a few times, but she's just never said, like, let's figure out what
to
do.
She did lawyer up pretty quickly.
Well, it's a matter of...
Yeah, she did.
She
that
tried
was like,
to.
Well, that was weird.
We're talking about fault versus accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault it is way different from who should be accountable.
Sure, exactly.
What is the best outcome here?
Exactly.
And the best outcome here is for him to be found not guilty or for there to be a mistrial.
Yeah, those are
and the, then they don't get retried.
Yeah. And it was interesting that they figured that out, but we'll get to that in a second. Go ahead, Tiana.
Oh, I didn't have anything to say.
Oh, you were looking down.
Oh, okay. I was looking at my nails.
Yo, they are so cute. She's in a wedding this weekend.
They're fine.
Let's get that all out on the camera. Okay. Need a little pan on her. So we get to, let me see. Oh, I was just laughing at how long can, oh, that's a Nita Gibbs joke, but let me stop. Okay.
Ooh, sorry. There is one thing I wanted to say because Gretchen tonight was my everything.
Yes.
And I loved when Lewis called her and she was like, and asked her if she was at the office. And she, it's Thursday. I'm watching my shows. Girl, you know she watching Shauna Knight on ABC, right? She's like, it's Thursday night. I'm watching Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Don't mess with me right now, Lewis. That's all I can think of in that moment. And it gave me so much joy.
She's like, what do you need? Okay, give me an order. I can do that. I can put this on pause, TiVo. That was so, he said, Lewis is so freaking funny the way he treats his assistants. Like, Norma, Donna. Gretchen, it's like, calm down, dude.
I think Lewis was my spirit animal until they introduced Gretchen. No. Gretchen is my new spirit animal.
I love it. Yeah, Gretchen is an incredible character, and she was really funny this episode, especially in the end. But anyway, so let's talk about Harvey now and just kind of his whole, and we definitely need a Darby as well, but we'll just stick to Harvey right now. His reactions throughout the episodes, his emotions, his up and down, his... you know, one more illegal attempt. What did you think? What way did you think it was going to go in the sense of, like, what he was trying to do versus what actually happened?
I like that Donna steered him clear of just straight-up witness tampering in the event of a mistrial.
Right.
I also
But he said he wasn't trying to do that, though.
Well, no, he wasn't trying... Yeah, he was straight-up going to try to witness tamper until Donna had to remind him... No, but that means one of those 12 people, you're going to have to drag them, their profession, their family, all of them through the mud, or at least threaten to.
Yeah, damn.
To get one of them to possibly flip,
right.
But ultimately get proof that it happened.
Right.
And maybe either make them, and I think what it is if you get one of them to just hold out and just say, no, I don't think it happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think it happened. Like, let's say the other 11 say guilty and they keep abstaining, it'll eventually be a hung jury.
Right.
Because all 12 have to eventually agree.
Right.
So the point would be to get to one person and make it a mistrial.
I mean, okay, so he ended up not being able to do that. Do you agree with the way he went after David?
Yes. I also liked David's response.
In the first scene or the second scene?
The second scene. I liked... Because in the first scene, he flat out said, like, this is an atonement.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a chance to deal with what you've done. And David essentially gets to come back and say, this is me dealing with what I've done.
Wow, yeah.
I won't be blackmailed.
Yeah.
I would rather face my consequences
and
tomorrow.
Help you get off yours.
Tomorrow, after the person who helped me take the LSAT, or the person who took the LSATs for me goes away for not being a lawyer.
He also said that it made him sick.
That was so dramatic.
That Mike was still a lawyer.
Well, of course, because he's Anita Gibbs' guy.
Yeah, I was like Anita Gibbs said those same words. And in my head, I could just think, how do you not make yourself sick?
Exactly.
That you are a lawyer because you used Mike to take the LSATs for you and, like, all this stuff. So, in my mind, I'm also thinking, shouldn't he not want Mike to be convicted of this? I know they kind of tossed out the whole... He took the LSATs for people, but if I'm Mike and I go down for this, I'm bringing everybody down.
Exactly.
Like, not Pearson, Spector, or Lit.
No.
But everybody else. Trevor, you coming down.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you know, your assistant on the, like, your co-counsel on this. I took the LSATs for him, so disbarred.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. disbarred.
But
for real, though.
But
also, I think I think David's stance and Anita Gibbs' stance, I think there's a subtle classism there. Like, you can't be a lawyer. You have to go to Harvard and live the kind of perfect childhood and life it takes to get you into an Ivy League school.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, that for most people, like, that's really difficult to do, to become a lawyer at the status that Mike has become
right.
Without the background he actually did. Like, there's a certain level of classism and elitism that's very subtle, but very clear that it's like, you can't be a lawyer.
And that's what was interesting about every time, like, even in her closing argument when she was like, all the stuff that he didn't have, I was getting a little nervous actually hearing that. There's no record, there's no yearbook picture, there's no this, there's no that, you know. And then she said how that laughable thing of him driving once a day, how is that even possible? You know, just all the things she was saying to, I don't know if it's degrade or whatever, or discount him.
Yeah.
It was just a really tough thing to, like, endure and, like, really take in, because later on, Micah said, look, I was good, but she was better. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought she was a little better.
Well, but she said it weeks ago.
She wasn't better. She just
She got to go last. So that's the last thing the jury is going
to do. And she got to go to court, which is something lawyers like Mike or Harvey rarely do. Like, she got to go to court and actually play the game where it's convince a jury.
Right.
Which 80% of cases in our justice system don't make it to an actual verdict. They usually plead out at some point.
Yeah.
So for her to actually get a full prosecution against Mike Ross in court without a deal, he's going to look guilty.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because he's actually guilty.
I know. That's a,
he looks guilty because he is.
And that's the thing. When Donna said to Harvey, you know, in their beautiful Darby scene, we can talk about that now, and she said, you know, I want you guys to be worth being innocent. I looked at her like, I mean, they're not, girl. Like, I mean, like, you're awesome and I love it, but they're really not. Like, of course, for theatrics, it sounds great. But I'm like, girl, that I think that was weird advice. But
no, but that was the good advice of...
And I think that faith part was really important.
But I think that's what everyone is saying now, more than ever, is you're being accused of not being a lawyer, which is the thing you've proven you are, regardless of where you went to law school.
Right, right, or if you went.
So for Harvey to be freaking out right now is for Harvey to not have faith in what you saw in Mike from day one and what you've cultivated in Mike this whole way through, which is, I don't care. He's better than anyone I could ever have.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, so with the scene, did you think anything lovely was going to happen? Like,
there was no tie.
They're going to make out.
Did I want them to push everything off the table and pounce each other? Yeah.
That would have been an interesting twist. Like, that would have been out of the blue.
It would have been a little out of blue, basically, you know, based on the fact that she just got back to his.
I'm pretty sure our Twitters would have blown up and people would have spoiled that for us.
Yeah. But, you know, like, they're yelling at each other. It's the heat of the moment. He's talking about turning himself in. This could be their last moment together. Right. It's like, oh, move that candle out of the way and just take me.
Without burning the apartment down. I wouldn't mind.
Tiana,
I wouldn't mind a like.
I wouldn't mind
a nice little kiss or something. Just listen. I love you and I appreciate you and I trust in you and I believe that you're going to be fine. That would have been cool. But you know, sure, a little cute wave would have was.
I actually would have enjoyed. I love, like, on the way out. Once she gave him that awesome advice and re-clarified in his head what he should be doing at that moment, like, and I love you. Because they do love each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of complication in the way of, like, them just being
a couple,
just straight up shipped.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the word shipped meant
until I came here. That was pretty awesome. I was like,
that was awesome.
What?
I was like, straight up shipped. Do you know what a ship is? This is so cute.
That is hilarious.
But they ultimately love each other, so I wouldn't have minded if he knew. If he knew there was a chance he would have to, like, go to prison the next day.
Right.
He can't. I just want you to know I love you.
Right. Aww.
And then they knock the whole table over and go.
And then we go
into the scene that Tiana wrote.
I mean, if you guys need me to write anything, I'm
available.
Dude,
I'll fly out there for, like, I'll hold some iced coffee out there.
I kind of wish I was one of the jurors. That would have been so cool.
Just watching it all, right? What do you guys think about the fact that in the midst of Mike having to deal with his own trial, he helped somebody else? How did that play in?
I was so mad at him.
Really?
Wow.
Perfect.
You didn't like it.
Well, no, because he just talked about, because what he went through, there was a perfect opportunity for him to realize that he's only ever been a corporate lawyer.
Right.
When he got in the law to help people.
Right.
So he's helped very few, and now he's standing a bunch of just bad. Like, his relationship might fail, his law firm might crumble under him, he's facing, like, toxic deals upon toxic deals, all because he did a bad thing and then Harvey hired him over that bad thing. And then he sees an opportunity to do some good, any good. The universe literally presented an opportunity for him to, like, but I can get that guy.
Yeah.
I can keep that guy from a long prison sentence right now. I can do that today other than sit here and sulk, which is what he was planning on.
He was planning on doing you, Tiana.
Okay. So I understand why he did it.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm thinking, one, you don't know if this guy's telling the truth or not. So you don't know if he deserves that extra chance.
Right.
And he was driving the car.
Yeah, but he still could have had more to do with the plan of the robberies and stuff than what he's leading on. It's like, no, I was just the car. I just drove the car. Mm-hmm. Not saying to read in more to it, but, you know, that was my first thought. Mm-hmm. My second thought was, you're on the line right now where you're kind of being questioned on your lawyership-hood, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a lawyer or not. Is it the best thing to be taking on another case that if you're found guilty raises the question, it could get reopened and he could end up going and serving more time because you're not around now.
Mm.
Like, that was just my thought process. Like, wait, but if you win this, but then if they find you guilty, then he's screwed even worse than he is right now by not having his lawyer present.
Well, no, because if the district attorney makes a deal with a lawyer, the deal isn't...
But can it still be reopened?
Because the case never happened. The judge never decided something. That case would be, it would have been the equivalent, to it never going to trial. But they had a brief trial kind of thing that lawyer being disbarred wouldn't lead that to be reopened because it was closed without a verdict. I might
wouldn't
be wrong.
Wouldn't there be a verdict if he, wait, what?
Because the judge would have never decided, somebody would have pled.
Okay.
If you plead, I mean, I'm sure it would state by state and there'd be a lot more. But generally speaking, I'm pretty sure if it was out of a plea deal, which is what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Was he was going to get a plea deal because that's what good lawyers do. That wouldn't have been overturnable, or it would have been so small that nobody would have cared.
I think it's the more of the second part, because even though, like, what Tiana's saying, that I think what, especially your first thought, your second thought, you said,
this
might screw him more.
Yeah, or like, it could thing, just,
right,
you know,
right,
it
right.
could, I don't know, now that Steve has explained this to
no,
me,
I don't know it either.
Initial thought was just, okay, if you make a deal, someone's going to find a way to use, like, lawyer wasn't a real lawyer, so this isn't a legal thing
that
or
sucks.
Something. Like, he's actually misrepresented in a way, or...
Let us know in the comments, because I'm actually very curious now.
Yeah,
but I think,
am too.
But I would imagine a plea deal would be the equivalent to you not having a lawyer and you talking directly to the prosecutor.
Right.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the law, because you pled. You pled, a judge never decided on it, so there's nothing to be overturned.
To be overturned.
Yeah.
Because a judge never made a decision.
I think seeing that like little integration, it was so funny because it took Mike from very, very bothered to completely unbothered in like a couple scenes. You know,
every
time he handled, like even the scene where he just kind of jumped up and was like, I'm going to help this guy, like his emotions just flipped, and I thought that was really cool to show that, like, that's how passionate he is about his job. I think I wish Anita wasn't so crappy and came in to object. I'm like, girl, get out of here. But I love the way the judge reacted. He was like, yeah, I think he's might be dealing with some crap with you guys, but like, we're kind of in the middle of something. So if you want to go, that'd be great.
I appreciate the Department of Justice coming in over a misdemeanor.
Like, right.
But
we're actually going to continue what we're doing.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah. It was just a lot.
Like,
but
I love how he said in my courtroom, he's a lawyer.
Right.
So.
I love that. So
decent.
I think the case played its part well, especially because at the end we saw the realization that went off in Mike's head and kind of where it took him for the end of the last couple scenes. So I thought that was cool. I did think it was interesting the reactions it raised out of Rachel again, because she doubted him again. And, you know,
what do you mean she doubted him?
She doubted him at first when she was like, what's wrong with you? You know, why would you do this? Don't you know I'm scared? Of course, you know, he calmed her down. They worked on it together. But just her initial reactions to when he makes moves that, like, she doesn't understand, she just, like, always freaks out.
But I I understood why she said that to him this week.
This time?
Yes, because she's over here trying to get his mind off of it, which she... Can you bring alcohol into a courthouse? Like, she snuck in wine.
Yeah, she's like, I have wine and... Well, she said, let's go outside.
Yes.
Yes, you can. Oh, okay. Cool.
I've been on jury duty. Yes, you can. It takes some skill.
Some skill.
But yes.
She probably didn't do much. She was like, y'all, I'm cute. Excuse me.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, she's over here freaking out. And I think that's one thing that we haven't paid attention to is that all of her reactions are her being the scared fiance. And Mike is right now, he's like, I can't leave the court because I'm too focused on this. And he's has people around him who are trying to help him as well and not taking their feelings into account. So I do think that when she comes back and is like, hello, I'm scared over here and I'm putting on a brave face for you, but you're not giving me anything in return. And she just needed a little something in return.
Damn, leave it to Tiana. Okay,
yeah, my sympathy for Rachel. If I was like, the girlfriend in that situation.
No, you're right.
And he couldn't have sent her a quick text.
Like, hey, I'm about to take this case.
And hey, took a case from some dude in the hallway. Smiley face.
Hey, don't bring back the sandwiches. Or if so, bring three. We have a guest or something. Like, I mean, to be honest, I think you are right in terms of the sympathy for her. But I think I'm just meshing together some of the reactions over the past couple weeks. And I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed with the fact that we're still not in sync. And I'm just desperately nervous that this relationship is not going to work. And when we first started, you know, first prediction, probably episodes ago, I would have never said that. I would have never said that. I remember saying, like, no, they're going to get married. It's going to be great. Me and Nicole were kind of like, oh, wait, I don't remember what Nicole thought. But somebody with me was writing Cloud, yes, it's going to be all fine. But now I'm like, Cloud, I don't think it's going to work out. You know, it's starting to look a little truthful. So I'm getting a little nervous. And I think that's why I'm getting so sad at her reactions, because I just want her to be like, it's okay. Like, we can do it. And
but I think what they're showing us here is that a relationship isn't that cloud night.
Yeah,
a relationship is those moments when you have to realize
that you're
that the way you're the
a fraud.
Way
yeah.
Well, no, but the way the way your fiance handles this situation is take some dude in the hallway's case.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that that's his process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it's no indicator of you.
Yeah. And that his character, like, and his character, too, I think that's really, I mean, Mike, obviously, like, is an amazing guy. And watching him decide that that's what he was going to do in his time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. I get that.
And this is, like, the ultimate test for their relationship. Because if you can survive this trial, then you can probably...
Y'all better get married.
Wedding planning is going to be a cakewalk. You guys can get through this, picking out the color or the flavors, the colors.
Well,
like,
especially now that they can have the big wedding Rachel clearly wants. Because he's already been dishonored in the press. There's not this whole thing. Like, I just want to see that wedding where just somebody will come up and just be like, I know you didn't go to Harvard. And he's like, I don't care. Lawyer.
About to get married, though, so thanks. Okay, so, and then Mike tried to... Okay, so let's go to Lewis again, if you don't mind, and his encounters with Miss Anita Gibbs, and then his encounter with Harvey, and what you guys feel, what you think, what the hell? Did you think that his end reaction was going to be his end reaction?
Yes.
Did you think he was... Okay,
well,
so we're always...
I had two paths while watching.
Okay.
One was... He's really just showing his true colors, and he's just gonna flip.
Yeah.
He's just gonna flip, and then the scene after, Anita Gibbs tells Mike, you just need to give up one name partner. And in that moment, I'm like, you should just give up Lewis. You should just give up the Lewis, the same Lewis that recorded Harvey admitting to hiring a fraud.
Yeah, that was so annoying. I was like, damn it, he said everything on that.
I know that Harvey was in the heat of the moment, but all of Lewis's questions were so leading that I was like, he's got his little dictaphone in his pocket right now and is clearly trying to get you to admit your guilt.
Gosh.
But I don't know, I mean, maybe New York's different, but I know in California, like, if you don't tell a person they're being recorded, it can't be used in court, so it wouldn't have been good evidence.
It would have been great evidence.
No,
the jury,
you could.
I mean, it wouldn't have been admissible, but
yeah,
it still would.
And Anita Gibbs would have used it to build a case against Harvey, and then force Harvey and Jessica and anyone else who had ever worked with Harvey or Jessica to flip. That it wouldn't have been admissible because I'm pretty sure New York is at least a one party state. Because I know California is a two party state that both people have to consent.
I also think it does. if you're in California and New York, a yelling match in the hallway is a bad idea. That was a little ridiculous. I mean, like, guys, why do you guys act like nobody else is in these offices?
Well, no one else was in the lobby.
Girl, they got a bailiff somewhere.
At least this time there was no one walking by visibly right. that we could see.
Right.
So,
right.
I'd like to call to the stand that entire row.
Yes. Just the entire
I'd like to call to the stand the entire row of people at the arraignment. No, no, you first. No, no, all of you just sit on the witness stand at once.
Just like, what did you hear?
But seriously, you're a hive mind.
Yeah. I did love what Jessica said to Lewis, though.
Okay.
Which was, did it ever occur to you that if Mike loses this trial, that the first thing Harvey will do is go down and take the bullet for both of us?
Seriously.
And that just... Lewis up so fast.
That was my assumption, too.
That is my... That's the Harvey we know.
That
I mean, we're
Harvey.
Watching him do it, and Lewis is still so, like... I get it. Like, I mean, Steve said his intentions have been clear, and he doesn't want to go to jail. Who the hell wants to go to jail? Obviously, it's not, like, a passion or on a to-do list or anything like that. But Lewis is just... He's... You know, with his character, we go so up and down, and I always think, like, it's fully him. He's fully Pierce Inspector Lit. He's fully in this, and then he'll, like, drop out. And, you know, you just never know where he's going. So I get why he reacted the way he did. But, you know, like Tiana said, I think what Jessica said to him was really awesome. And what did you think about what Donna said to Jessica when she said, you know, why are you rooting for a mistrial? Do you not believe in them? And she was like, girl, I'm picking my own ass. But she didn't say like that, but kind of. She kind of did. Yeah.
But, yeah. But for Harvey to try a case completely to a jury isn't, that's not what Harvey, that's
right.
not how Harvey tries cases. That's not how Mike tries cases.
Right.
And that's not how lawyers try cases. So to try to hedge your bet this way is a smart move.
Yeah.
It's not about faith. That said, and I'll save it for predictions, but I have some thoughts about this jury.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what are you guys' reactions to the last scene where this, first of all, what song was that? Like, I need that on my iPod. That was
amazing.
That.
Someone
yes.
in the chat asked that too. It was
yeah.
me.
I'll get on that.
I will say the last minute
yeah.
of this episode, and I know it was the last minute because I kept checking how much time was left because
you
I'm sitting
to know
on my
if there
couch.
Was a verdict.
Like, yeah.
If I'm going to get a verdict, the last minute of this show felt like 10 years.
Seriously.
And my heart didn't stop racing. I'm like, what's going on? Who's going to... Oh, my gosh. Where's he going? Why isn't he at the court? Why did he leave? What? Oh, my gosh. He's at Anita's office. Oh, my gosh. Harvey, find him. Harvey, run fast to Harvey. Get to the elevator, Harvey.
the elevator's running.
Like, that was my whole, like, racing through my mind
love it.
Moment. And that's why the last minute of this episode almost gave me a heart attack.
I love it. Listen, my shoes are still on, so I did not go that crazy. But I will say that was an incredible depiction of how I felt as well. Because I would, first of all, the song was so enticing. And, like, it just kind of let, it literally took my emotions with it. I thought that was so cool. So, amazing job for whoever picked the song. And just... This, the way the last scene was with his client and the last line he said, you know, if they find me guilty, they're coming after all my friends anyway. And it led to him going to Anita's office and saying the deal. I personally really wanted a verdict at the end of this episode because I would have loved to see how they played it into a last episode. Mm-hmm. And what maybe if the verdict just said at the last word and then we figure out what happens next. That would have, to me, been a lot more like a bigger craving. But, you know, I have to come back next week to find out what happened. So all good. But what deal do we think Anita's going to or Mike is going to take?
Are we just jumping into predictions?
Okay, let me make sure.
Hang on. There's a comment in the chat roll that I just wanted to address. Double Dash says, Jessica wanted to turn on Mike. Panel has no problem. Lewis does the same. Lewis is the devil.
Well,
I don't think that that's what we're saying. I think that Jessica, we've always said Jessica's looking out for Jessica, and she always has her backup plans. But Jessica never takes it to the point of where, before the trial is over, she's going to go do something to mess up Mike's shot.
I think
she's,
the difference...
Her thing is, like, on the back end, if things don't work out, I have 5 contingency plans for myself.
Right.
And I'm okay if Lewis wants to do that. Lewis is now threatening to go to the source and give them everything they need to put
Although,
Mike
to be
away.
Fair, Jessica's the only named partner not running to Anita Gibbs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Literally speaking.
There's a huge difference between... I mean, I don't want
to... And she wanted to turn on Mike in a way to protect herself and the firm...
Lewis always.
But Lewis is literally just trying to protect himself.
And you said earlier he.
Or when he initially made that decision, he ultimately had the right turn, which was I won't do that.
I just don't even understand why.
This firm is my family.
The thing is, to the person answering the question, there's a difference. I mean, Anita handed out her cards to everybody. Lewis is the only one who decided, I'm going to take it to the extreme of taking all my viewers to watch him record it, to watch him argue, to watch him plea, and then decide, okay, never mind. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't just never mind in the beginning. Jessica never mind in the beginning. She said, listen, this is not an option for us. She said that in the beginning. As much as we know she's not for Mike and Harvey, I mean, Mike in general, she's not been for Mike since the first time she found out. Yeah. And we're still in this situation. We see all the way Lewis reacted. I mean, the dude took us for 4 episodes, not sure what he was going to do. That's what I'm saying. Jessica took us in 1 episode. She was like, listen, I trust you, Harvey. Is this guy worth it? Of course, she was pissed, but Lewis, this is not the first time we've seen this in his character. So I think that's what we're saying. We're not trying to say he's the devil because I freaking love Lewis. But that's what makes him sad. I've fallen in love with him, and then he takes me back out, like, by the way, I still have the capability.
But that's
of
what I like about
everybody.
The character of Lewis is that he's so relatable that when he does stuff or considers stuff that is
it's
what we consider
honest,
would be wrong, we have to look inward and go, like, man. But
what
is
would
this,
I do?
But is he, though?
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Like, for him to talk to Anita Gibbs, like, in my mind, as much as I want to be like, no, no one should talk to her, I'm like, but, like, you could dip your toe in the pool.
And just see.
Like, what do you need, though? Like, can it be circumstantial? Can it just be anecdotal?
Can I just say I heard it? I don't know.
Like, how much do you actually need? Just so I know. Just so I'm curious.
Just to see.
That's a really good point.
But could, like, one of the associates do it?
Right.
On my command, and then I'm clear? Like, just, Anita, talk to me.
Right. No, I think, I will say that Lewis's character is very relatable, but I think also, if you put Lewis next to Jessica, she just stands so much stronger in terms of, like, when it's time for decision-making, she doesn't bend, and he always bends. And I don't want to make it sound like Lewis is, like, weak. He just, maybe it's relatable. Yeah. Maybe the word is more relatable than weak. So, anyway, let's roll right into predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
All right.
My prediction is I don't think that Mike is taking either one of the deals that's on the table. Mm-hmm. I think he's going in there and saying, I'm ready to take a deal, and he's going to bring in a new one. Because it seems like he's been inspired by Diaz's case where he said, you know, they're going to find, if they find me guilty, they're sending my friends to jail anyway. So it feels like that inspired something, and I don't think it's either one of the deals that's on the table because Mike's sneaky.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Harvey's going to want to take a deal. Mike's going to want to take a deal. At some point, Lewis might want to take a deal. And the jury is going to, done deliberating, they're going to be in the courtroom in less than an hour. I think it's all MacGuffin. I think one person, at least one person in the jury could not, without a shadow of a doubt, say, this person's not a lawyer. Or maybe it's close to half. But I think it's going to be a hung jury and a mistrial. And it's all MacGuffin. Because then moving forward, we can then still have the chance that a new prosecutor will go after Mike. Because this is old. Like, everybody knows that he was tried for being a fake lawyer.
Right.
But nobody knows if he's never been convicted of being a fake lawyer. So he'll still continue to practice law.
That's what
But I also think that the names on the wall are going to change. And I don't know how they're, I don't know what yet.
I think that, I'm just going to piggyback off yours. I think that if the walls are going to, the names are going to change, it'll probably be Spectre that leaves. Or I think he would let everything go knowing that he successfully got out of this situation and it's time to just throw in the towel in a sense. I don't know. I don't want to see that, but I can't think of, I mean, maybe Lit would leave, but like,
no, I think Lit would be the one who would stay.
If
anything, Pearson and Spectre would have to go down.
Right.
But we also saw Daddy Zane getting involved in the preview. So I think there might be a coup because this law firm is just weak. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the A side next week would be all about all these deals and misfirings and do we even bother with a jury? And that's all going to be in the course of like 20 minutes
yeah.
in their world. But then there's going to be a coup. Maybe a coup is the wrong word.
A
but
coup
like
in a ship.
a hostile takeover.
All right.
Like I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if Robert Zemeckis was leading some type of hostile takeover. With
he still has a daughter that works there. What the heck?
With Soloff, maybe with Soloff's help, or empire. Trying to get Soloff's help, but then Soloff will side with Jessica. But
yeah.
They're so weak, and he's clearly managing a bunch of hedge funds that he'd have the money to come in and literally take the firm before the verdict happens. Because now the fate of the firm is Schrodinger's cat, so the value is lower or higher. So they're. Just, a lot of that fun. Schrodinger's cat. It's that it's
no, I get what
the
you're
undecided
saying.
Thing.
I think I'm nervous because, as you said, like this whole episode in their lives is going to be 20 minutes, but we're going to watch it in what 47 or 45,
yep.
and we're
going to
like look at it. Yeah, exactly. We're going to look at it, and I'm not sure because there's a lot of change in clothes. I saw like there was a couple of different. So I'm like, okay, when did we have time to go home? I thought they're already there. Like, what is happening? And then I'm still trying to figure out. Based on what you said, if there's a mistrial, I want to know, and in my opinion, I think Mike will possibly practice law in season 6, but you guys, I don't know. It's hard because...
He's got to practice law on this show.
Right. Like, what would be the... But you guys have suggested that that's not going to be the case in previous...
Well, no, I suggested that if he was convicted and went away to CIA, which I think that prediction went bye-byes. but if he... If that happened, he'd be convicted and he couldn't practice law
as
we understand it.
Right.
But if there's a mistrial on his disbarment, his fraud, then nothing would change.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be a lawyer still. That said, if anything else were different or he pled guilty, then he'd only be doing it on a consultant basis.
I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay.
He gets a mistrial, he can still practice law. He goes down to legal aid because he wants to help the... little guy
okay.
get up, so then he's running under a low profile where no one's going to care if to
what
retrial it eventually.
Possibly. Because then his hands aren't involved in the big corporate
yeah,
cases
the
that they want reversed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just
I like that.
Like the,
But then it's literally an A side is Harvey fighting the Giants, and then the B side is Mike like helping the Diazes of the world. And then we only see like, essentially, he gets called up from that bullpen every week to help fight a giant.
Right. Do you think, and we only have, like, 30 seconds, mm-hmm. but do you think that he will make the deal before the jury comes out? Do you think they'll happen at the
yes.
same time? Oh, damn it. Really?
Literally.
Well, yeah, because I think he's already made the deal, and then now it's how do we get him out of the deal mm-hmm. that he made.
Oh, crap.
Yep.
yeah.
Whatever
okay.
it is. Whatever
yeah.
deal he made, they're trying
to get him out of it.
Yeah. I honestly think he took the 2 years, which Rachel will not be happy about, but I also don't think their relationship is strong enough at this moment.
Right.
Or I think it's strong enough that they could weather the 2 years and weather him making that decision, and then they're totally going to get married.
They have to. What the fudge? They have to. Like, you cannot survive all this and not tie the knot. Okay, guys. You guys are amazing. We have to wrap up, unfortunately, but we will be here next week for the finale. It's going to be amazing. Keep in touch with me throughout the week on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace, and signing off.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hopson.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. You can also find me on Instagram, but I only Instagram on Thursdays. This hat courtesy of Kangol Hats. And I'll be hosting the Oscars here on AfterBuzz TV this Sunday night. So please tune in for that.
Love it. All right, guys. That's all, folks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.